Welcome to Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And with me today is the one and only Tito Puente Jr. He and his Latin Jazz Ensemble are going to be live in concert. Yes, Friday the 24th at the Arts Exchange. Welcome, Tito.
Thank you, Nanette, for having me on the show. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody this Friday at the Warehouse Arts District Arts Exchange.
So, you know, first of all, I have to tell you my little San Diego story. On New Year's Eve as a young person, there I was at the U.S. Grand Hotel, and I loved salsa and mambo, and your father played, and I mamboed till dawn. It was the most glorious, and I have seen you before as well. So I think St. Pete doesn't know what a treat they're in for, right?
Yeah, it was very exciting. I'm glad you had that experience because a lot of the newer generation never got to see Tito Puente live. It's been like, you know, 25 years or so since my father passed away. But what an experience of seeing the great Tito Puente live in concert. And I continue that trajectory and keeping his music, his brand, and of course that spirit alive in concert on stage. So it's nice when the younger generation comes to my shows and they never got an opportunity to have seen my father live. Maybe they get to experience his music at least.
Well, you know, you've had really an incredible, you did a piece, the album 2004, In My Father's Shoes. It featured the classic Puente titles, and it was spun into a fabulous Bette jazz television special. And then you also did another tribute in an NBC special, The Apollo at 70. What is your dad's legacy? I'm going to talk all about you, but what in your mind is your dad's legacy and some of your favorite songs that you like to play of his?
The history of Tito Puente is far-reaching. You're talking about six-decade career, multiple Grammy Award winner, and just an ambassador of Latin music around the planet. Very big shoes to fill. But now I'm at the age of 54 years old. I've been performing my father's music for the past 20-plus years since his passing, and I've noticed that the younger generation have grown to love his music and these great songs that are timeless. The songs that were written and composed back in the 1950s and 60s that were exciting numbers for mambo dancing back in New York at the nightclub called the Palladium and around the world for that matter. But those songs now resonate with new generation and new mambo dancers like Oye Como Va, Ran Can Can, El Cayuco. These songs resonate with young, talented and young mambo dancers today, and like if it was 1940 or 50 again. So it's nice to see that parents are bringing the younger kids to the concerts. And I encourage you guys to, when you come see a Tito Puente Jr. show, to bring your children and bring your kids and experience the new sound or the new generation of songs from yesteryear in a modern form.
Well, you know, of course, your dad was in Mambo Kings and a number of other movies and TV shows, but you have also appeared on television. So tell us a little bit before we get into the music and dive deep into that. Is it true that you were on the ABC soap opera One Life to Live?
Yes, I did it with the late, great Kamar de los Reyes. He was an actor on the show. As of late, he passed away last year, I believe. But it was a fantastic opportunity to play Tito Puente Jr. He was a fan of my father, and his father worked with my father. So we fell with los Reyes. Was a percussion player. So it was kind of like a, you know, second generation thing, and we wanted to honor our dads on that series. Also was on a show called, you guys might have heard of it, called Dancing with the Stars. That was a great opportunity to be on the show. And they celebrated Mambo Night, and I played, of course, the music of Tito Puente along with my friend Cheryl Burke there. And then they asked me to be a contestant on the show, and I said, I have two left feet, so I decided not to do the program.
But not two left hands, that's for sure. So
yeah.
Let's talk about the fact folks are going to be, we have the pleasure, thank you, Tito Puente Jr., mm-hmm. for allowing us to share Ran Can Can, which I see is up for Grammy consideration for Best Arrangement, Instrumental or Acapella. Is that right?
Oh my God, I'm so excited about that. And I hope, yes, it is up for Grammy consideration. And I did it in a format that my father always wished to do with a symphony. And that's what we wanted to really showcase with this recording. And it is up for a Grammy a consideration. I hopefully that the symphonic world will take to it. I know that the Latin music world definitely knows who Tito Puente was and his music and how it resonates through time and through dancing and mambo dancing. But the symphonic world is a little bit different, so hopefully they'll take to it. it, and I'm looking forward to hearing the nominations in November coming up, and hopefully we get that nom, you know, or at least a nomination in retrospective Tito Puente in his career and celebrating the 75th anniversary of Ran Tan Tan.
Oh, that's just fabulous. And who was it, the Miami Symphony? What symphony did you use to back you up with that?
I work with the Studio Intensive Orchestra / Symphony out of Los Angeles. We recorded it in Warner Brothers Studios in Burbank, California, in October of last year, which was the 75th anniversary of the recording itself, written and composed by Tito Puente in 1949. And it's just incredible that we got that opportunity to bring it to life again, as my father would have loved to have heard. You know, if he was still with us.
Absolutely. I feel that he is still with us right this moment as we are. I'm looking at my Mambo, my vintage Mambo card and photographs of you and your father. You both share that incredible magnet of a smile. I mean, when you're playing it, I mean, that smile is bigger than the stars. Tell me about, I mean, it's just amazing. Are you always just so full of joy when you play this music?
I love performing the music of Tito Puente. Again, I've been doing it for 20 plus years. And I always traveled with my father when he was with us, and seeing how he just connected with people around the world. His music was it was multi-language. So you couldn't speak English or Spanish, but you would understand the music of Tito Puente as we traveled around the Orient and the Far East to Japan and to the Indonesia and those far countries in Asia, that they did not know the language of Spanish or English for that matter, but they connected with Tito Puente. And that's something that resonates with me. I contain his spirit when I'm performing. Everybody says I look like my father just without the white hair, but that's coming soon, so we'll see.
Well, you know, I saw you at the Rincon Casino. I'm from San Diego and the West Coast and now here. And I remember seeing you on that stage, and if I closed my eyes, I would have said to myself, this is Tito Puente as a young man. And you were having, am I right that you're going to the Blue Note stage in New York City November 22nd?
Yes, I am. I'm finally excited. After 20 plus years, I was there in 2003 was the last time I played on the Blue Note stage. But my father graced that stage numerous times, along with the late, great Eddie Palmieri. Very excited, November 22nd, to celebrate in New York, my hometown, and enjoying the music of Tito Puente on that day. Going to be beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Folks, if you've just joined us on Music Scene, I am talking to the one and only Tito Puente Jr. His Latin Jazz Ensemble is going to be here, yes, here in St. Petersburg, October 24th. The Warehouse Arts District is actually helmed by two musicians, Tito, as you know, Rodolfo, who, of course, lived part-time in Miami, Troncoso, mm-hmm. and then Marcus Goshek, who is a Steinway artist. It really, when I asked them why you were the big ask, they said to me, who else to highlight Latin music, right? Did
yes.
you know either of them, or did you know when they lived in Miami?
Yes, I do know Rodolfo, and I'm aware of his partner, too. But I'm glad I got to be a part of the series, the Under the Star series. And they wanted to bring that little Latin jazz flavor to it. And so I'm grateful that they asked me. This was actually a long time coming, because he asked me, I believe, last year, the year before, and I was booked at the time. But we finally are coming to St. Petersburg this Friday with the Latin Jazz Ensemble. Great musicians. Oh, my God, I can't wait to get on stage.
Yeah, I want to hear all about who's playing with you. Please share that with our audience, Tito.
Yes, and Rodolfo's a fantastic musician that is in his own right, too. And I love that we can, I'm going to bring him up on stage, too, as a matter of fact. That's a little secret between me and you.
But, well, Radio St. Pete listeners, don't tell Rodolfo.
There you go. Yeah, something you don't want to miss. But bring Dancing Shoes. I think that's really the key to it all. And bring, it's a family, fun, friendly event. And I encourage everybody, you got to register on the website in order to get the tickets. But I encourage everybody to bring the young ones. I really like to interact with the audience. And as you know, when you saw me in San Diego, I give you like a history lesson. So I take you down memory lane and I talk about each song and how Afro-Cuban music really resonated throughout the generations. You're talking about three different generations. My last name means Puente, which is bridge in Spanish. And I've been doing that for about two decades now. My father did it for six. So hopefully my son, Tito Puente Jr., can keep that tradition going and encouraging people, the young people, to listen and to perform the music of the king of Latin music, Tito Puente.
So exciting. And so tell us about the band that you are bringing with you or that you're putting together here.
Yeah, these cats are really good. Angel LeBron Jr., the son of Mambo LeBron from the LeBron brothers from the Fania All-Stars, an amazing bass player, is assembling some of the great cats. Some of these guys are from New York, and some of them actually, I got one guy or two guys that kind of reside in South Florida. So we're bringing them all to St. Pete on Friday. But I'm looking forward to being on stage with my New York brothers and sisters, and they really have an excellent time performing the music of Tito Puente, and they know the music. We all grew up together practically. So it's nice to share the stage with Mambo LeBron, Angel Jr. Two juniors on stage celebrating our fathers this Friday. So that's a little treat for you. And I got some salsa dancers too, and a couple of surprises. And we also got some footage that we want to show you guys on this Friday of maybe a documentary that we're doing on my father. So you guys will see some exclusive stuff. I'll have some merchandise, and I love to say hello to the audience members after the show. I sign autographs. As you well know, I did that in San Diego as well. So I love meeting people, and I love encouraging people to just go home, tell Alexa to play Tito Puente music this weekend, and, you know, put on your Mambo shoes and enjoy some great, great music.
Well, I will tell you, your Habanera clothing line is sitting in my husband's closet. So, you know, we're gonna get out your Habanera shirts, and I understand you have some hot sauces as well.
I do have some hot sauce. You can go to Tito Puente Jr. Hot.com. I got mango, maple syrup, pineapple flavors. They're fantastic. They grow with it. They go with anything. My wife gave me the idea. She said, you know, you play a lot of salsa, but you don't eat enough. So now I decided to make my own.
I love that. So let you know, you talked about the documentary, which is really exciting. Fingers and toes crossed for the Grammy nomination. What is on your bucket list that you're looking for? You've played New Haven Jazz Festival, Houston, the Dallas Symphony Pops. I believe you were at the Kennedy Center at some point as well, right?
Yes, that is correct. What's on my bucket list? There's so much. Of
let's
course,
hear
a new
it.
Album.
Let's put it out there.
Yeah, I think the Rancancanc symphony version. We just did the single, and it's part of an album called The Hollywood Collective. But I think I want to do a full-length LP, and we are working with my friend Angel Velez, the conductor who did the Hollywood Collective album. So I'm looking forward to doing that recording, starting recording in February and March of next year. And then, of course, hitting Europe. I think we want to hit the jazz circuit in Europe and bringing the Latin jazz music back to, you know, Denmark and Finland and Sweden and all those countries that used to and always brought my father over there, because I used to travel with him over there. So we're talking to the agents right now, and we're getting that all together. And who do I really want to record with? I think I'm just magically gravitated towards my brother Carlos Santana. I love to get together with him and maybe do a remake of Oye Como Va once again with Carlos on guitar. And of course, I think I've worked with probably most every musician that I wanted to, but I think Santana's really the one I'm aiming for right now. So I'll get to him before the end of next year.
Another favorite San Diegan. Absolutely loved him at the Mahaffey when he was here, and I love that. Is there a female vocalist that you would love to perform with?
Oh, there's so many. I work with the greatest female drummer of all time, and that's Sheila E. She's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So I gravitated towards the musicianship of Sheila. She's great. Vocalist-wise, wow, there's so many. I mean, what can I say? I really love, I'm listening to a lot of Ray right now, R-A-Y-E. She's fantastic, great singer. And I love the Spanish artists, too. You know, we just celebrated yesterday the centennial birthday of Miss Celia Cruz, who we missed dearly. So
yes.
She was wonderful to work with. I got to share the stage with her. And my father, of course, worked with her for many, many moons. But there are so many great, great, talented, young, up-and-coming artists that I maybe would like to share the stage with. I love the Becky G's, the Carol G's. There's so many of them. And, of course, our lovely Shakira. I love Shakira. Maybe she can jump on stage with me one day, or maybe get into the recording studio. So she's
now, that one knows how to mambo, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would love to see her get on a stage and do a Roomba or a cha-cha-cha.
Well, I'm going to say that I think you belong in a Super Bowl halftime performance. I've always loved Latin music, and I think that you have given Latin music and mambo and salsa and merengue, a whole new modern flavor. But I want to talk about your songwriting. I know you're a producer. I know you're a percussionist. And I know that you are a mesmerizing band leader. Talk to me about your songwriting process and the creative work that you do.
A lot of the songs that I have written in the past, I've always connected with what experiences, you know, that I've went through, whether it be love or sadness or grief, or just spirituality and definitely happiness. Most of the tunes of Tito Puente are all about dancing and gozando, which means happiness and joy, if you will. But most of those tunes I really consider to be happy-go-lucky tunes, and I always love that because it brings people together, and that's for one purpose, and that's to dance mambo music. But I love that I can bring together people, life, and through lyrics, it brings joy to people. You do not have to speak Spanish in order to understand the Tito Puente language of music. If you listen to most of the Junior stuff, my stuff, my father's stuff, it always brings people to dance floors, and I think that's the purpose of bridging generations, people, and music together for one purpose, and that's for everybody to get together and forget about life for about 2 or 3 hours when we're performing.
AI cannot dance. AI cannot mambo. And
no,
your
no.
Right, and your music brings connectivity. So before we leave, I want to remind people that you need to go. We'll have all the links. Get your tickets now for Tito Puente Jr., his Latin Jazz Ensemble for Friday the 24th, Under the Stars at the Warehouse Arts District. What is your advice, Tito, for musicians, young musicians in high school and even in elementary school and college? What do you advise for those, you know, everybody says, oh, it's cyber. What do you tell them?
Okay. I've been asked this question numerous times. I always try to tell the kids today, post your stuff. Social media is so finite right now. It's so excellent to showcase your talent. Let's all think about how the greats really came as of the last maybe 10 to 15 years, the Justin Biebers, the great Bad Bunny, they all came through social media, these worldwide superstars. And I always encourage these kids, showcase your talent on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media pages, and showcase that. And I always take the advice of my late father, Tito Puente, as a musician, surround yourself with creative people, thus you'll be creative. The camaraderie of being a musician and surrounding yourself with other musicians, there's just such a great joy and a camaraderie about it. And I love talking with other drummers, violin players, even if they're celloists or a guy who plays a triangle. I still have a connection with that person. And the reason why is because we have a camaraderie of localization of being a musician, talking about music notation-wise, and just being on the road, the funny stories. I could talk to musicians all night. My wife tells me to be quiet. She's like, okay, we got to go home. And I'll be sitting there still talking to the guys on stage after I was just playing with them for 4 hours. So it's incredible how the musicianship, whether you be a DJ, singer, dancer, choreographer, it all comes to being an entertainer. And that's really what I encourage everybody. Surround yourself with those who are creative, and thus you will be creative and bounce ideas off each other.
Tito Puente Jr., it has been a pleasure to have you on Radio St. Pete. We look forward to hearing and seeing you on Friday. Thank you so much. For Music Scene, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Tito, thanks so much for being on air.
Nanette, big hug and kiss to you. Thank you. We'll see you guys this Friday in St. Pete, October 24th, with your show, Tito Puente Jr. Vaya!